adaptation for Tyrone Wilson, TYRRENWILSON. Date of birth is 8/29/93. Date of accident is 12/27/2024. Date of service 8/15/2025. The patient, Tyrone Wilson, comes for a follow-up visit today. Allegedly, he was involved in automobile accident on 12/27/2024, where he was rear-ended. He was traveling as a passenger on the left, but he was not wearing his seatbelt. This impact caused him some mild to moderate headaches without any symptoms of TBI, but he started having severe pain in both the knees, neck, mid-back, lower back, headaches, and numbness, tingling of the fifth finger on the left side. Pain in the left shoulder, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, was reported initially with the 40 to 50 degrees of abduction possible on active motion, and chest pain was reported. Some sharp tingling in the right leg posteriorly was reported from knee below up to the ankle. Currently, patient report that he has pain which are still continuing 9 to 10, and they're affecting both his knees, left shoulder, neck, mid back, and lower back, along with moderate headaches. Despite the physical therapy, things have not improved. Now he's contemplating surgery for the left knee at the inside at the Beaumont Hospital. It is also called Corwell. The surgery will be done on 8/6/2025. The MRI that we have for lumbar spine showed facet hypertrophy as well as bulging disc, annular tear right in the midline, facet hypertrophy at L4, L5 with bilateral foramen stenosis. And in cervical spine, there was a disc herniation at C5-6, 2.2 millimeter with annular tear. The knee MRI is available, left knee and the right knee MRI. They show the following. In the right knee, there is a high-grade contour loss of the medial patellar facet with a mild osteophyte formation at the inferior margin of patella. Joint effusion. There is an intra-articular loose body at the posterior aspect of the intracondylar notch. For this patient was advised surgical opinion. In the left knee, patient has the following findings, which are complete tear of anterior cruciate ligament, torn medial meniscus, and underlying degenerative changes, for which, again, the patient was advised to consult the surgery, and he is scheduled for surgery for both the knees, I think, but preferably the left knee. Currently, today he reports his pain level is between 9 and 10, ADLs are affected 9. 60% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance history. The blood pressure is 131 over 107. Pulse is 89. Pulse ox is 100%. The physical examination will remain the same from previous visit of 7/25/2025, dictation number 0802-010. Plan is, we reviewed the MRI at length, all the options discussed. Patient chooses to go for a surgery for the knee. A second opinion was also asked by the patient, so we have sent him to Dr. Gary Gilliard. He's originally scheduled for Beaumont Hospital surgery. He's been provided with a quad cane, a strap, and a knee brace for the left knee to help him maintain the balance and not strain the ACL. Percocet 10 over 325, one pill a day, was provided for 15 days. He also was provided with Mobix 7.5 milligram twice a day for stomach, for anti-inflammatory. Protonix was provided for stomach protection. Wellbutrin XR was provided for mood and depression. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain. Lunesta was provided for sleeping, and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Meds were reviewed, and the patient is now considered physical therapy to continue neck and the lower back and both knees to 3 times a week. A work disability was ordered, housework replacement, and transportation. Patient was insisting to get an injection into the both knees. That will be provided today after the end of the visit. The procedure for procedure that is done today on 8/15/2025 is as follows: intra-articular injection of steroid with Marcaine to bilateral knees. The procedure was done according to protocol. The basis for injection is the left shoulder has, the left knee has a torn meniscus and ACL, while the right knee has a loose intra-articular body with knee effusion. The injection will definitely relieve some pain and also improve the ADL and rest. Patient is scheduled for surgery anyway. And patient walked out of the office in a stable vital signs, and he reported complete relief of pains. Thank you.